This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA at the Cornell Nutrition Conference with none other than Professor Tom Overton. This conference has a history to it.
Yeah, this is one of the ones that really draws people from all over, right? All across the U.S., North America, Europe, Japan. So it's really nice to have everybody here.
When the planning committee is focusing on that, what are they really trying to accomplish here at the Cornell Nutrition Conference?
One of the things that we try to accomplish is make sure we have take-homes for the attendees, right? You know, but at the same time, we view ourselves as maybe a little more technical than some of the other conferences out there. And so we kind of draw, hopefully, kind of the thought leaders from various parts of the feed industry. And then also we want to highlight, you know, emerging topics for people as well, right? So what's coming down the road that they're going to need to be thinking about.
So it's not always applied, but sometimes it's those things that are thought-provoking and really force people to really analyze a subject or topic or discipline.
Yeah, we had a bunch of that with the pre-conference this semester. So one of the companies that sponsored that brought in some speakers from around the world that really did help challenge us in those ways.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on campus.
Yeah, so we're excited. We got a really great first-year contingent of ag-oriented students. So Cornell is definitely open to dairy and farm-oriented kids. They're looked upon very favorably by our admissions group and the college in general. And you know, right now we're gearing up for international trips over winter break. So in January 2025, we've got three different trips going. The first and second year students, led by Mike Van Amberg, with some help, are going to go to Italy. That's kind of the typical thing. I'm going to be one of the leaders. Quinn Kohler is the lead for the third and fourth year students to go to Germany. So we'll spend both those trips will be about 10 days long. And then this year, for the first time, we're actually sending. We have some donor support on the non dairy livestock side. So we're actually have 10 students. Who are going to go to the Western Stock Show in Colorado and then tour a bunch of the livestock-oriented facilities, you know, both feed yards, processing plants, things like that out in Colorado. So we're excited to give those students, you know, that opportunity.
It's important for whether you're an alum or a parent of a prospective student or a prospective student to understand that student life is really diverse.
Yeah, it sure is, right? Again, we have students coming from all different walks, all different circles, and you know, part of what we really try to do is expose them to as many things as we can and help them really find their passions.
Yeah, and you also have something very special. You have those chambers that are up and running here on one of the first this side of the pond, right?
That's correct. Think of these as like plexiglass and steel boxes, big, climate controlled. We put animals as large as a dairy cow in there and really measure methane, other greenhouse gases, energy consumption 24/7.
That's interesting. And Dr. Joe McFadden is very intimately involved in that. And some good grant money is available there, right?
You know, Joe definitely has spearheaded this thing, and you know, certainly there's a lot of interest on all levels of the value chain and the consumers and otherwise relative to, you know, how do we mitigate greenhouse gas emissions, things like that. I mean, dairy is a small percentage of the total. You know, dairy is like 0.7% of all U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. So energy sector is like the biggest component, but you know, we are a little larger percentage on the methane, and we think if we can do our part there, then ag can be part of the solution.
And whether you're here at the conference or on campus, sustainability is one of the words of the day.
Sure. And that takes different forms for different people, right? I mean, you know, and I think one of the things we got to remember is that, you know, environmental sustainability is important, but economic sustainability is also important as well. And certainly the social license that our farms have to do the great work that they do.
There's a collaborative effort with ProDairy, Cornell organizations, and also working on the advocacy side of things, whether it's in Albany or in D.C.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate to get tremendous support from our ag organizations in New York State for ProDairy and other things related to it. So, again, that includes Northeast Agribusiness Feed Alliance, which, of course, you've been intimately involved with in the past and still are. You know, Northeast Dairy Producers Association, of course, New York Farm Bureau.
And we got to put one plug in. You know, I'm going to ask you about the junior dairy leaders because that's a great group.
It sure is. I think we've got 28 this fall. They just got back from Wisconsin a few weeks ago. Their first big deal is attending the 4-H Dairy Conference in Wisconsin, as well as World Dairy Expo, and touring farms and processors out in Wisconsin. So that group just kind of got back. They're just getting going, and you know, I think again we're excited to have another great group of young people in that.
Professor Tom Overton, Chair of the Department of Animal Science at Cornell University at our Cornell Nutrition Conference. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, John, a lot.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.